Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, dude? Here we go. Get amped. You're all amped up on Mountain Dew.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. It is time for your topic of the day. Of course, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. Hiring now. You can join the Specialite team and grow with them as they continue to grow. Your topic for today, what's something unrealistic that you often see in movies that annoys the hell out of you?
The hell out of you, dude. I mean, there are a lot of classic movies.
There is, and we get it, okay? We understand that it's movies, it's make-believe, but there's still little things. And this, mine, my big bugaboo, my pet peeve, isn't just in movies. It's in TV, whatever. It's any kind of media. And you'll see someone, like, go to a restaurant or at home, and they'll get a drink, okay? Whether it's a beer or a mixed drink or a water. Maybe they'll take one sip or two sips, or maybe they don't sip it at all. And then they just leave. They leave a full drink. I can't tell you how many wasted drinks.
You gonna drink that? You gonna drink that?
They never do. It's like, don't even bother getting a drink. Like, it's not gonna change the scenario if you order that drink or not. What I hate, because, dude, if I get a drink and someone says, let's say I order a fresh beer at a bar and you guys are like, hey, we're leaving. I'm not just going to leave that full effing beer on the bar.
You drink that thing. They're expensive now, man.
Exactly. Apparently, you people know? In movies just have a disposable drink income. It drives me effing nuts. It's like, why? That is so wasteful. It's just like, all right, I'm just going to leave it. It's fine, you know?
I totally agree with you on that one. I haven't really noticed it too much, but thinking of a few movies, I'm like, hey, I think he's right. They never finished the beers.
Never.
Not now. I'm gonna see that. Now you're gonna ruin some movies for me. I appreciate
that.
Dude,
think of it. The average beer at a bar, let's say, is $3. Screw it. I'm just gonna leave $3 there. I'm just gonna leave it. You know, and no one ever pays their tab either. You know what I mean? They just leave.
Here's the thought. Anyway. Maybe it's for a reason. Here's the thing. Here's what we're not thinking about. So that scene, they probably cut it, 20 times? And so if they drink the beer in that scene, that guy's got to drink it 20 times.
I'm sure it's for whatever, the how it matches up, whatever that word is. Posterity? Is that it? Anyway. So I get that. But still, though, you know what? Then don't even have the drink in there. That you're pissing me off.
Leave it out. Just leave it out. There is a thing like where like people fake eat food in movies. Like there is a spit bucket. But then there was this one video I saw where this lady was eating a piece of bread and she was just like, just kind of a magician with it. She looked like she was eating it, but she wasn't. Hmm. She's kind of hiding it in her hand a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So
Jeff Garland tells a story about how when he was in RoboCop. So in RoboCop, he works in the donut shop. And he's like the cashier donut guy, and he ate like 46 donuts that day on set.
Instead
of doing the spit take, he ended up eating like 46 donuts, and he said he went back to the hotel and he slept for like 36 hours, like in a donut coma.
Right.
Yeah,
this guy's going into hibernation like a bear, dude. Yeah. You ate how many donuts, dude? You might want to go to the doctor. You might want to try to puke that up.
He did all of the takes, and he instead of spit taking, he just kept eating the donuts. How do you do that?
So how did he die? Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, ate 46.
You know what? One that bothers me, I don't know if you've noticed this, but you're going to from now on. Cars never locked. They're never locked in a movie.
That's true. That's true.
Ever.
Yeah,
ever. People just walk up to the car. Boom.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, you don't need
even in the old movies.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. I've never really thought about it. But yeah, no one locks their vehicles in movies.
Ever.
Yeah.
Think about it. You've never had somebody. Hey, you got the keys?
Yeah.
That's what I do to my wife all the time. Got the keys?
Yeah.
No. Damn it.
Not the cheese, the keys. That's a really good one. That's good to know. So we got leftover drinks and we got unlocked cars. This is a bunch of BS.
That's trash.
Just plot holes left and right, man. anyway, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's something unrealistic that you often see in movies that annoys the hell out of you? We got some awesome answers on Facebook. We're going to get to those and we want to hear from you. So stick around for more of your Specialite topic of the day when we come back.
Do it.
Miss Shenanigans?
It's 7:48. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Grow a mustache. Would you grow a mustache?
I have been. This is like 6 months. Anyway, it is your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. What is something unrealistic that you often see in movies that annoys the absolute hell out of you?
Can I just get one out of the way before it's said?
Sure.
It's Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees could literally walk the 100-meter dash in the Olympics and win. It's insane how fast these guys are just by a slow walking pace.
It's the tortoise and the hare effect. It's slow and steady wins the race, buddy.
You could have Usain Bolt in one of these horror movies, dude. Full-on dead sprint. And he looks behind him, dude. They're right there. They're right there, bro.
He's going to trip nine times. That's how they're so that's how they're so quick. That's
no, he doesn't trip because he doesn't have any boobs. You got to have boobs to trip.
That's it. There you go. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, my God. My boobie popped out.
Now I'm dead.
Oh, my God. Don't kill me.
Let's take a phone call here. What's something unrealistic in movies that you see that annoys you? WIRX, hello.
Yeah, is this what drives us bonkers on movies?
Yeah.
All right, so fight scenes, man. Fight scenes drive me bonkers when guys can take 20 punches to the dome and it doesn't even faze them. Like, it's nothing. Like, jaw shots one after another, and it just doesn't even faze them. Like, it's nothing.
This guy's
I've been in some fights, dude, and one or two blows like that, and you're done.
This guy's made of stone. That's a great one. Great answer, man. Thanks for the call.
All right.
See ya.
Later.
That's a great point. What movie did I just watch? And it was, two guys duking it out. And it is. I mean,
it's just a bowl of cheese, dude. Just, it's sucked in.
They are punching each other in the face, in the nose. I mean, just.
So, here's the thing. Here's a couple things with fight scenes that piss me off. Is when every punch lands, they cut away.
Yeah.
So it's like you can never really see anything. It's a bunch of cuts, and it's always really close. That's why John Wick is so good, because they never cut away, and it's always like at a broad perspective.
Well, Keanu Reeves actually killed all those people. It's crazy. That's real.
It's amazing. I don't know how they got away with it. You know, anything that pisses me off about fight scenes. No. Have you ever seen a fight at a bar anywhere where like two dudes are like literally Taekwondo?
No.
You know. Duking it out martial arts
style.
No, like,
it's a lot of drunk haymakers and big old, swinging arms and everything. No, it's never like that. Because
anybody's seen one, let us know, because I want to see it. I want to see that bar fight.
When you do see someone who actually knows what they're doing, the fight usually is two punches and the other person is dead.
Done.
That's how it works.
It's either that or they end up on the ground wrestling around.
Yeah.
Like, you never see, like, the full leg kick, I'm saying? Like a John Wick fight, dude. Have anybody seen one of those?
No, because they don't exist. They don't exist.
If I was a movie stunt guy, I'd get a couple of my stunt guys and they just set it up. Just be like, you know what? We're going to get in a fight at a bar and we're just gonna do that John Wick scene, that one Wick scene. Remember that? Let's do that.
Some choreographed fight scene in a bar. Everyone's losing their minds. Like, oh my God.
Damn, this is pretty good, dude.
Until the one person at the bar who has a gun on him is like, I'll save you. Bah, bah, bah. I was like,
No, this was a joke.
It was a joke. This was just it was like a flash mob thing.
It looked pretty real, man.
What's something unrealistic that you often see in movies that annoys the hell out of you? Emily said 57 shots out of a handgun without a reload. A couple people brought up, multiple shots from, like, you see a guy with a revolver making 36 shots. It's like, wow, that's a big cylinder on that
thing. Dude, one of the greatest scenes of all time. I cry during this scene. Is when I think it's Jamie Lee Curtis, right, in True Lies.
Yeah.
Like, towards the beginning of the movie, there's a scene where she drops a gun down some stairs, dude, and the gun's firing on every stair. And just, dude, takes out like 30 dudes.
Yeah.
Just all the bad guys, just clearing them out.
I don't know how
from
many
a drop.
Shots.
Like, dude, come on. It's so far-fetched.
It's a little Uzi with maybe 40 shots. Maybe 40 shots in that
thing.
Dude,
it is shooting the entire scene of bad guys by falling down some stairs. Like, there was nobody making the movie was like, hey, like, ah.
And here's the best part,
too. It's a little far-fetched, guys.
The stairs has corners, all right? It's not one straight down. So the gun's, like, going around banister, like, corners and stuff. Yeah. Blake had a good one. What's something in movies that bother the hell out of you, unrealistic things? He said people playing video games. They're always twisting the controllers with their arms, fully extending and just incoherently smashing. That's so good. Like, don't even bother. they're overacting. You cannot, you play video games. Yeah. You can't have, like, I mean, you're there, and it's so much different. You're the only thing moving is your thumbs, and thumbs and maybe your trigger fingers. That's it.
The worst is when a chick does it in porn.
Oh, my God. The controller's not even plugged in. It's like, what are you doing?
All right.
What are you doing?
I'd focus through that.
Or they're still trying to play while they're hogging. It's like,
right, it's not.
It's not working.
You're definitely losing. If I can't do anything playing these 12-year-olds by myself with a huge screen in my face.
Stop it, step bro. I'm losing now. Quit it, step bro. I'm trying to play.
You're not playing that game. I know it.
Let's see. Pete said something in movies that bothers the hell out of him. Catchphrases out of thin air before something epic happens. That's true. No one has awesome epic things like that.
Come with me if you want to live.
Yeah. Come on, do it. Celeste said medical things that are just not the way it happens or totally incorrect in general. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what show they said that was actually pretty realistic when it came. Maybe Scrubs. Something like that? You know, I don't know.
It's funny, too, as she brings that up. So, like, certain jobs. Like, so if you do a job in real life and you see it in a movie, you, like, really critique it.
Yeah.
And I know this because anytime I see a DJ in a movie, I'm always, like, really looking at it. Like, is it plugged in? What's he doing? What buttons is he touching? Yeah. And most of the time, dude, it is cringy.
The only realistic DJ I've ever seen is in Wayne's World 2. That is the only one. That's it. Handsome Dan. He's the only one.
Handsome Dan.
Handsome Dan. He's the only one that's close to anything. Him and Mr. Scream.
You know?
Yep.
What are you doing?
Nope.
It's terrible.
We'll end with one more. What's something unrealistic that you see in movies all the time that just drives you bonkers? Juan said, burning rubber, screeching tires on dirt roads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
You watch any old Dukes of Hazzard episode, and it's like, yeah, they're on a dirt road, and they are squealing. You like them squealing tires? It's like, you're on dirt. What do you?
There's a guy that's a certain job, the sound guy, right? Like, that's his job. Like, you should know. Like, okay, we're just going to throw it. Nobody will know.
Yep.
Nobody will know.
Yeah. Just
no, everybody knows. You're on dirt, dude. Come on.
It'd be more realistic if you took, like, took an old Sunchips bag and crumpled it up. That would make more sense to me. All right. That sounds like someone peeling out on dirt.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I told you. I could be a sound guy. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around. More.